From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiplin. One Northeast Arkansas community is working to recover after heavy rain brought dangerous flooding to the area. Brandon Tabor with Jonesboro Station KASU has details.
Many businesses and homes are damaged after heavy rains caused dangerous flooding in Jonesboro yesterday. Weather officials say 5 to 6 inches of rain fell in the city. Jonesboro E-91 Director Jeff Presley assessed the aftermath of the storms. The
only major travel issue this morning is Highway 463 or East Nettleton, the old highway headed to Bay. We do have quite a bit of debris on there and still some water, so it's unsafe for travel. Hopefully it'll be cleaned up today, but around the city's looking pretty good at this time.
Presley says he received about 50 calls from travelers who were stranded as flooding impacted major roadways in the city. Presley says emergency officials will be working to assess ditches and damaged homes.
Anytime you get, 6 inches plus rain, you're going to have some flash flooding no matter what your drainage infrastructure's like. But the best thing is for the citizens is notification. This morning we're trying to get locations that we had those problem areas that are flooding in the homes. We can look out in that area and try to get some mitigation for it.
The east side of Jonesboro was impacted the most during the storms. Heavy rain prompted the city and the American Red Cross to open the Allen Park Community Center on Ray Street as a temporary shelter for the second time this year. Presley says the combination of the city being in Crowley's Ridge and flooding of nearby Turtle Creek creates the issue. He says the city is in the process of working on placing underground box culverts to help for the future.
That project is not completed yet. I think once we get this year, I think the completion should be done. Once we get that infrastructure in place, we should have a better flow of water that would help that area.
In the midst of the chaos, a 13-year-old teenager who was swept away into a drainage pipe was found alive 3 hours later in a ditch near Culber House and Sims. Presley gave an update on how he was doing.
He just had some minor bumps and bruises, and he's going to be fine. He spent a few hours underground there trying to catch his breath at a grate, and it was just thankful that the police officers was able to hear him and get him out of there.
Forecasters are expecting more rain to come into northeast Arkansas this week. If flooding is to occur again, Presley cautions drivers to go slowly and try to stay on the path of a road if they must go through the water. However, the best advice he gives is,
if all possible, if it can wait, unless it's a medical emergency, let the professionals handle it. Give us a call if you need to get to the hospital, something like that. But if you're in a good building, this water is not coming into and you feel safe, it's best to just wait out that storm if all possible.
And always remember to turn around, don't drown. In Jonesboro, I'm Brandon Tabor.